Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you decorate the back of your Christmas tree? I didn't even realize this was a thing, Raven, until producer Sean started talking about arguing with his girlfriend Rachel about it.
I mean, you didn't realize that it was a thing because you do or you don't. Let's get you to commit right now.
I thought everybody decorates the back of the tree. Like, that's the whole thing. Sean, what happened with Rachel?
Well, I do want to say as a side note that I do agree. Like, you know, I used to decorate the back of the tree with my family all the time, but I never saw the point of it if it's not in a window. You know, our tree, we have an apartment, so we put it in, like, the corner of our living room instead of in a window or anything. So my argument is, well, why decorate the back if it's just going right into the corner?
Mm.
You're not going to see anything back there.
Is it because you want to be lazy? Is it because you feel like you don't have enough ornaments to space it out? What is the driving factor besides, you know, your logistics and practicality speaking?
So a majority of it here is because I am lazy.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
But honestly, I do think that just, again, why are we putting ornaments on the back? Like, you know, if someone wants to see them, like, you got to move the tree out to go, like, around the tree and see him. I don't see the purpose in that.
I feel like I grew up in a house that had so many rules. My mom had so many rules about to decorate the tree. So I guess I just assume that's what everybody... Like, we had to decorate all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
We had to evenly space out the top from the bottom, which is hard when you're 6 and you don't reach very far.
Oh my gosh, you're always in trouble. I'm 47. I'm doing that with my wife now.
Yeah. I was never allowed to hang ornaments from the light strands, only from the branches. And that's like a big one for me because I'm like, why? Now as an adult, I'm like, why were we not allowed to do it? But I still don't because I don't want her to come over and yell at me.
Right. Well, that's not just your mom's rule. That's the fire marshal's rule, too.
Why?
You're not supposed to hang them from the wire.
Can I say as a side note, too, I get in trouble with Rachel because we have the fake tree, okay?
Yeah.
So, like, when you know, when you put all the fake branches down, like, she gets mad at me if I don't evenly, like, fluff the tree and make it fill the holes.
Of course you have to fluff the tree.
I don't know, man. Her idea and my idea of, like, fluffing the tree like that is just incredibly different because I did it, took a step back, was like, that's good. She walked
great.
In, she's like, that looks terrible. I was like, no.
Right. Thanks, Santa.
You know, decorating the back of the tree is just one of those things where I feel like you have to. It's not even a matter of nobody sees it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of that's how you do it, which saying it out loud, I realize, sounds somewhat insane. But doesn't everybody just do that?
Well, I think everybody has a particular vision of what their holiday, you know, should look like, right? So, I mean, we decorate the back of our tree with ornaments and with lights.
Does it face a window, like Sean was saying?
Yeah. Is it in the window, though?
No, it's in the corner of the room. I mean, half of it kind of is in the window, but no, not the full back, no.
Let's take 5 calls. Let's see. Maybe we're all nuts. If your tree, you have a tree, do you decorate the back if no one's going to see it? 1-800-330-9999. First 5 callers. 5 calls says it all. Do you decorate the back of your Christmas tree? Producer Sean was talking about this because he got into a fight with his girlfriend, Rachel, because he didn't want to decorate the back of the tree because he was lazy.
You know, lazy was something I wanted to. I mean, you know, sure, maybe I was a little lazy. But again, it's the idea that no one's going to see those ornaments back there. It's in the corner of the room. Who cares?
I don't know.
Have the box out. The ornaments are right there in front of you. What's a big deal?
My mom would lose her mind if she walked into my house and saw the back of my tree wasn't, like, decorated, even if it was up against a wall.
Yeah. My mom would laugh, but my wife, forget it. Like, I mean, seriously, this would be a big, big problem.
5 calls says it all. Do you decorate the back of your tree? Eric?
I do not.
Yeah. Thank
really?
You.
Yeah. It's in a corner. No one's going to see it. Why decorate it?
Thank you.
Do you take the lights around the back, or are you just the lights only in the front, too?
Oh, no, I light the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Put
a little
lights on the
front.
Does your mother know that you don't do it? I'm just asking for personal reasons.
Oh, you know what? I've never told her. That's a good point.
Oh, man.
Right. She told you.
Right. She saw it. You're going to be in trouble. Wow.
Thanks, Eric.
Karen, 5 Call says it all. Do you decorate the back of your tree?
Absolutely not. It's a waste of time.
Really? I am shocked by this answer. Do you put the lights around it?
No, I do not.
You don't put the lights around the back. Wow.
I mean, how do you avoid that?
Well, first, it's a pre-lit tree, so there's already lights there.
All right. Yes.
So
Don't you have the ugly ornaments that you have to put on because you feel obligated to God, but you don't know where to put them? Those go in the back.
From like your babies.
They go a little bit towards the back, yes, but yeah. I don't waste my time in the back. Even my son, he's 15, he helped me decorate the tree, but, you know, he kind of puts those towards the back, but just where nobody can see them.
Jen, Five Call says it all. You decorate the back of your tree?
Okay, so I have my fresh Christmas tree, but it's against the wall near my, in the corner of my fireplace. Not really. The thing that is not so obvious to see, yeah. I don't really decorate it.
Right. Well, I mean, listen, if your main reason is because it's flammable, that's a little bit different than Sean's, which is he just doesn't feel like doing
it. Very lazy.
It's still looking good for Team Sean right now. So.
Cheryl, how about you? Do you decorate the back of your tree?
Absolutely. But you know what we do? We have the lights around, all the way around, absolutely. And we put the colored balls that really, like, aren't special or whatever, but they have color in the back. Because when you're looking at the front of the tree, you can see those colors come through. Mm-hmm. And then it makes the color better.
Yep. Again, the buried ornament. That's my favorite. Yep.
Yep, the buried ornament. It doesn't mean a lot. It's there for the color.
It adds some depth. Yeah, right.
Yimmy, what do you think? Five Call says it all. You're the fifth call. Do you decorate the back of the tree?
I do not.
What?
I don't waste my time on decorating the back.
That's fascinating.
I can't even believe that.
I go big in the front.
No, there you go. That's what you gotta do.
I want that on a t-shirt. I go big in the front.
Sounds like a hip-hop song.
I go big in the front.
All right, Sean, you can tell Rachel you're right. 4 out of 5 people don't decorate the back of their trees.
Feels good, Rachel. I hope you're listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.